Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Slandy here. It's a very gray, yucky Montreal morning. It is just about 5 minutes to 9 o'clock, and I was just finishing up breakfast. I'm going to be working from home today, as I didn't sleep very well, nor very long. I went to bed rather late, and then woke up this morning. My wife leaves the house very, very early, and now she didn't wake. Well, I mean, I did wake up because it's kind of funny. I programmed the coffee machine. We got a new coffee machine several months ago, and excuse me. We haven't really used the programming feature. And so often what happens is we prepare the coffee, or one of us does, and lets it sit in the machine. And then you know, my wife, when she wakes up in the morning, will turn on the machine as she's getting ready to go to work. So she has a warm mug of coffee that she can walk down to the bus stop with. And it occurred to me yesterday, I said, you know, we got modern conveniences. Hang on. So we should leverage them and use them for our convenience, right? So I programmed it, but I had programmed it for 6 a.m. And when I heard her this morning stirring, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? By the time the coffee machine starts, she'll be at the bus stop. So then I realized I set it too late, and I told myself, well, I'm lying there. I'm going, she's going to go to the coffee machine, see this green light on, which she's never seen before, and wonder why she can't turn the darn thing on. So I got up, and I went in. And what I did was I changed the programming time to 5:30 instead. And sure enough, blink, it came on exactly 5:30 and started brewing the coffee. And so tonight I'm going to explain to her how to do it, maybe write it down very quickly. We do have the manual. The owner's manual is in a drawer somewhere, but I don't think we really need it. It's really simple to use. I just wanted to thank Bernie, Top Gold, for getting back to me on to confirm that there are still 7 days in a week in February, and also for expanding on the topics of February. It's funny, for many of us, February would actually, if we stuck exactly to what February says, to do one boo a day, we'd actually be doing less boos. Think about that. It's true. Most of us do 2, 3, 4 boos a day, if not more. So if we actually stuck to the procedure and did one boo a day, we'd actually be doing less boos. All right, but I'm repeating myself. And I also wanted to thank him for getting back, him and a lot of other people who got back to me on the app icon screen layout organization zeitgeist thing that started. So right now my iPhone is sporting a combination of some of the suggestions and methods used by many of the people that I follow on Audioboo. So I've got some, what do they call them? Not stacks, groupings, folders, whatever they're called. So I've got a few. Let me just, I'm gonna make a little bit of noise here because I'm gonna push the button on my iPhone to get to the main screen. So on the main screen, I've got basically the apps that I use the most often, and they're sort of up at the top, and most of them have to do with social networking. I got Audioboo, Twitter, Facebook. Of course, I got my mail. That's the very first one up left-hand corner. I must hit that button. I think I've worn out the glass in that area. Then I've got my Safari browser right next door. Then I got Audioboo, Twitter, Facebook, Downcast, Google+. And then Soma FM, which is my favorite internet radio station. I listen to it often, and most of the day, in fact, either at work, when I'm at the office, or even at home. Then I've got one called Radio/Sound, and in there I've got things like AccuRadio, another internet radio, TuneIn Radio, yet another internet radio app, SoundCloud, Voice Memos, a couple of utilities to do spectrum analysis on sound, a white noise generator, which is kind of neat when, I think I've mentioned this in Audioboo, I suffer from something called misophonia. It's actually a nervous disorder. But recently there has been some scientific papers that have said it is a nervous disorder, very, very difficult to get around. But one of the suggested therapies is to use white noise to drown out unpleasant or noises that I find unpleasant. So sometimes I use that app. So let's close that up. And then what's nice about it is I've been able to get all my apps into three screens. So I've got things like a social one that has LinkedIn, Instagram, Pixango, Kik, Voicebo. Yes, Voicebo is actually in a folder. I don't have it as an outside thing. But what I wanted to use Voicebo for originally does not work. Because I wanted it originally to be able to send a voice message to somebody, but not have it publicly announced. And that doesn't work either, because I did a direct message, or what they call a, not a private message, but sort of like a direct message, but it actually gets posted. And I sent it to my boss. Thankfully, I didn't say anything particularly, you know, private or anything. But it was posted on Voicebo for everybody to hear. So I changed it to private setting, but then after it's private, you can't share it out via email anymore. So it's not working the way I intended it to. Anyway, so then I've got, you know, over the next two pages, I've got an assortment of things. And on the very last page, at the very bottom right-hand corner, I've got something called Apple Apps, which is where I place all my apps that I don't use on a regular basis. Things like the Apple Maps, because I've installed the Google Maps app. Other things, phone, because since I don't use my iPhone as an actual phone, so I've got the phone app icon sitting in a folder, hidden away. And it's, so far, of course, I'm going to have to get used to this, because I'm going to start looking for an app. Oh, I don't have that. I'm going to have to reinstall it. And then it's going to tell me it's already installed. I know that because I've had experience with that, having done this before in the past, having used stacks or whatever they're called, folders, and then realizing, oh, yeah, it's here. It's just a question of, it's sort of muscle memory or I guess just familiarity. And once you've done it a few times, then you remember where it is. Like right now, if I were to go and say, look for my radio stuff, well, I know it's in radio and sound because I just talked about it. But I'm sure perhaps in 2 or 3 days, I'll be going, where did I put AccuRadio? But it's okay, I'll get used to it. And I know what Sarah was talking about, switching over, continuously, putting it in a folder, then taking it out because you can't find it, and then putting it in another page, and no, I don't want it there because I don't use it as much, and it's a constant battle. I'm trying to sort of nail it down so I have less pages to scroll through. It got to the point where I had some pages only had two icons on them, so I finally reorganized everything. And I want to thank Mac McColligan, because he was talking about, I was specific to the iOS and also Android, but mostly iOS. I don't use really Android for anything anymore, except for my tablet, and even then I've stripped it down to the bare necessities because I was having problems with it. But I wanted to thank him about the Mac desktop. But that, I've been using my Mac OS 10 and my Mac and Windows machines, of course, for forever and a day. So I've sort of ingrained in myself a way of doing things. May not be the best way, but to me it's efficient and I can find where everything is. And I don't use Pages a lot in the Mac because I'm not used to it. I tend to forget that it's there. And but it's definitely a wonderful feature, and I really should use it more and leverage it more. But I've got two screens. I'm running two screens at home, and if I could, I'd run three. I love having multiple screens and being able to have different apps and different screens when I'm working. It's great, especially when I'm doing photo editing or graphics work or anything like that. Okay, well, I'll leave it at that. I want to thank everybody again, and have a wonderful day.